Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman sets a trap for Eyebrows and Buster, the two pickpockets who found his letter, only to fall into another trap himself.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I never saw anything like the way you fellows and girls are going all out for that new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. All the kids in our block are planning how they're going to pin these new buttons on their jacket or their dress or cap. And the kids in the schoolyard and over at the athletic field are plenty busy, too, showing off the buttons they've collected so far and swapping duplicates with each other. And no wonder why these new Pep comic buttons are doggone slick-looking, believe me. Full comic strip colors on a clear white background. Boy, the pictures of your funny paper favorites really stand out. And every picture is so true to life. Sure, Tess Trueheart and the Little Moose and Barney Google and Superman, of course, are straight from the comic strips. You'll want to collect all 18 of this new series. And you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you just ask Mom to get you plenty of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for a new comic button inside every package. Yes, and look for some mighty terrific eating, too, because these good whole wheat flakes are loaded with catchy sunshine flavor that invites you right back for more. So get your good eating and your exciting prizes, gang, from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, a letter in which Superman revealed his identity as Clark Kent has fallen into the hands of two pickpockets who, realizing that their information was worth a fortune, if true, sneaked into Kent's apartment during the latter's absence and placed a charge of dynamite in the telephone receiver. Watching from across the street, Eyebrows, leader of the duo, sent his assistant, Buster, to phone Kent as soon as he saw the lights go on in the reporter's apartment. But unknown to the conspirators, Batman, in his guise of Bruce Wayne, was also in the apartment, and it was he who picked up the phone when it rang. Then, as Kent shouted a warning and threw himself forward, an explosion rocked the room and Batman fell to the floor. But as we continue now, it is Kent who lies sprawled across the shattered telephone. His face and hands are blackened, and his clothing is ripped to shreds. Listen.
Bruce. Batman, are you all right?
I guess so.
Oh, thank heaven.
Well, what?
Wait a minute,
what?
I'll help you up.
No, I can manage.
You sure you're okay?
Sure. Sure, I'm okay, but... Great snakes, what happened to you, Clark?
Well, nothing, I just...
Why, nothing? Your face is as black as coal, and so are your hands, and...
Oh, well.
Look at your clothes.
Oh, never mind that. Listen, what but I want
to... You must be hurt.
Who, me?
Oh, yes, what am I talking about? You're Superman, but... Hey, what did happen?
There was a charge of dynamite on the telephone receiver.
It was what?
Dynamite, and it was rigged to explode when the receiver was taken off the hook. Fortunately, I saw it in time.
Wow. Fortunately is right. I could practically feel that halo on my head when I heard that explosion. Hey, these are nice enemies you've got.
Somehow I don't think this was done by my enemies, Bruce.
You mean your friends were trying to get rid of you?
No, of course not. I think...
Listen.
Uh-oh. There's a crowd outside my door.
Open up the door.
What happened in there? Open the door.
Quite a crowd of
explosion didn't sound like a cap pistol, you know. Look, I'll tell them everything is okay, then we can look.
No, wait a minute. Don't tell them that.
Why?
I want you to say I was injured, seriously injured.
Hey, look, I don't get this.
Come here. I'll explain later. Right now, just do as I say, Bruce, please. Tell them I was seriously injured and that nobody can come in.
But, Clark...
Tell them you're a doctor and your orders are that I'm to see no one.
But what about the police?
Don't let anyone in yet. Come into the bedroom as soon as you've gotten rid of them and then I'll explain. Hurry.
Okay, I got rid of the crowd. Now, look, will you please... Clark, what are you doing in bed?
That explosion will be reported. So I've got to make it look good when the police show up.
Make what look good? What goes on here? Why did you make me tell your neighbors you were seriously injured?
Because I've got a strong hunch, Bruce. This was a trick by whoever found that letter to test me.
To test you?
Yes. Don't you remember what we talked about just before? Matter of fact, it was you who suggested that whoever found the letter wouldn't believe I was Superman, but might try to test me to make sure.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, your hunch is that someone who found the letter put the dynamite in your telephone receiver.
Right. His idea being that if I was unhurt, it would prove I was Superman.
Uh-huh. And if you were killed, it would prove you weren't.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a lovely character.
Very. Now, we've got to make sure he hears what happened. I mean, our version of what happened. So here's your next job, Bruce.
Okay, shoot.
Go down to the lobby and phone the Daily Planet radio station. Tell him to put a special bulletin on the air at once. Say.
You sure you heard the explosion in Kent's apartment, Eyebrows?
Yeah, yeah. How many times do I have to tell you, Buster? I was right outside Kent's building. And believe me, it was one beaut of an explosion.
Then what happened?
I didn't stay to find out. But we'll know soon. Either we'll hear that Kent was hurt bad, maybe killed in an explosion in his apartment.
Don't say that.
Or we won't hear anything. And that'll mean Kent wasn't hurt, on account of his Superman, the way the letter says he is.
Look, how are we going to hear about it, either way?
It'll be in the paper, stupid. And maybe on the radio, too.
Oh.
Hey, it's just about time for the regular news broadcast now. I'll turn on the radio and we'll catch a listen.
Creepers, I'm nervous.
Now, relax, relax. Pull yourself together.
But supposing we killed the guy?
I don't think we did, because I'm sure Kent's Superman.
And now the Daily Planet, Metropolis' foremost newspaper, brings you the news of the hour on the air.
Hold everything, Buster. Here comes the news.
Clark Kent,
oh boy, my noise.
Star reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper, was seriously injured in his apartment this evening by a mysterious explosion.
Hey, get that.
Oh.
The full extent of Mr. Kent's injuries are not yet known, but his physician says they are so serious that he cannot be moved to a hospital.
Holy smoke.
Quiet.
The police, who were called to the scene, have not yet issued a statement.
The police? Hey, that's
bad. Unofficial reports indicate a deliberate attack on Mr. Kent's life. He was... Oh, excuse me, please. Here's another bulletin that just came in. Clark Kent's condition is unchanged and remains critical, according to...
What'd you turn it off for?
I heard enough. Now, how do you like that for rotten luck?
This is a tough break, Eyebrows.
Kent isn't Superman, hang it. Could have made $1 million if he was.
I told you all the time he wasn't. Now what do we do, Eyebrows?
Go back to picking pockets and dodging the cops, I guess.
The cops, that's what I mean. We can't tangle with the law. We gotta blow out of this town.
Why?
On account, if Kent dies, we'll be murderers.
Oh, now, don't lose your nerve, Buster. Nobody can prove we did it.
But they might. We might have left some clue.
But we didn't. I told you I kept my gloves on all the time we were working at Kent's apartment.
Yeah, I know, but...
Forget it. Tell you, we got nothing to worry about. Only thing that bothers me is that letter was a phony. And all our work to prove that Kent is Superman was for nothing.
And now to repeat the headlines of the hour. Clark Kent, star reporter for the Daily Planet, was seriously injured in a mysterious explosion in his apartment this evening.
I've heard enough. As a matter of fact, that's the third time it's been repeated on a news broadcast.
Well, that ought to convince Mr. Whoever it is that you're not Superman, Clark.
Yes, it should, Bruce, but...
About what?
Well, we can't be sure. He may decide to try something else, and next time he might succeed.
Well, yes, but
there's only some way to find out who it was and how he's taking this phony news of my injury.
I don't know how we can find that, Inspector Henderson's men are on the job, but they haven't been able to uncover anything.
Uh-oh, doorbell. See who it is, will you please, Bruce?
Sure.
I gotta stay covered up in bed.
Okay.
If it's Perry White or Lois or Jim, let them in. They know I'm all right.
Okay. Oh, hiya, Sergeant. Come on in.
Hello, Wayne. Inspector Henderson wanted me to tell you he found a glove on the fire escape.
A glove?
Yes, sir. One of them thin ones. Like safecrackers wear so as not to leave fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
Only sometimes they leave prints inside the gloves.
Yes, I know.
Yes, sir. We figure the fella got in and out of the building by the fire escape. Maybe dropped his glove on the way out.
Oh, of course. Oh, where is this glove, Sergeant?
The inspector took it to the police laboratory. He just said for me to tell you maybe we had a clue to whoever tried to murder poor Mr. Kent.
Well, I sure hope so. Thanks, Sergeant.
Well, that's all. So, I'll be going now.
Oh, will you tell Inspector Henderson we'll wait to hear more from him?
You bet. I hope Mr. Kent will be okay.
Thanks. Goodbye.
So long.
Clark, did you hear that?
Yes, I sure did, Bruce.
This glove may be the... Hey, what are you doing on a bed?
I'm going to police headquarters. This might be bad news.
Bad news?
Yes, Bruce. Very bad news.
Puzzled, Bruce Wayne stares at Clark Kent, who is swiftly stripping down to his Superman costume. What does Kent mean? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, you know why Kellogg's Pep is putting out that brand new series of comic buttons, don't you? Because these Pep comic buttons have been terrifically popular with fellows and girls in the gang. Yes, sir, they've made such a big hit, all the kids are mighty thrilled to have a brand new series of 18 new and different buttons to collect. Just let me tell you some of the comic strip characters to look for. There's Toots and Casper, the Inspector from the Cats and Jammer Kids, and Pat Patton, Tess Trueheart, Chief Brandon, and Vitamin Flintheart, and Superman, of course. 18 new Pep comic buttons and all, every one a humdinger for looks. Believe me, you'll feel like strutting around when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And you wouldn't want to miss the fun of trading duplicates with your pals. So hop to it, gang. Get busy on your collection. Remind Mom to get you a package or two of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and you'll find a comic button inside every package. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these swell prizes anywhere. But you get them, along with a mighty delicious dish for breakfast, in packages of those toasted whole wheat flakes with the Sunshine flavor. That's P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Resuming his identity as Superman, Clark Kent has just announced to Bruce Wayne, the famous Batman, that the finding of a glove on his fire escape by the police was bad news.
Clark, tell me, what do you mean it was bad news?
If that glove was dropped by the man who found my letter, there may be fingerprints inside the glove which will lead Inspector Henderson to him.
Right, that's what I'm hoping.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Why not?
Look, strip down to your Batman costume, Bruce. I want you to come along with me.
Okay, but look, I don't get it. You said you wished you knew who had the letter so you could find out if he believed our story of your being seriously injured tonight.
Right.
So he'd be convinced that you aren't Superman. Now, didn't you?
That's right, and I still want to find that man. But I must find him before Henderson does.
Well, Clark, for heaven's sake, why?
Because whoever he is undoubtedly still has my letter.
Well, so what?
Inspector Henderson knows Superman's handwriting, that's what.
Uh-oh.
If he finds the guy, he'll see in a moment that I really wrote that letter. Then he'll hot-foot it over here, discover that Clark Kent wasn't even scratched by the explosion.
And putting two and two together, Henderson will know that you're Superman.
Right. You see, I know he's had an occasional suspicion before. This would clinch it.
Oh, great snakes. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know yet. We've got to find out who our man is and get to him before Henderson does.
Tall order, chum.
I know, but we've got to put it over. Oh, you ready?
Yep, all set.
Okay, then hang on. That's it. We're going through the window.
Let her rip.
Right. Out, up, and away!
Leaping into the night sky with Batman, Superman rockets away in another desperate attempt to preserve the vital secret of his double identity. This time from not only the underworld, but his friends, the police. Was the glove found on the fire escape one dropped by eyebrows? And if so, can Superman and Batman trace the two pickpockets before Inspector Henderson does? Tomorrow's episode brings our story to a smashing climax, fellows and girls. So don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal.
Say, on a shivery morning when your first idea is to beat it down to breakfast quick, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. That's when you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sure, Kellogg's Crumbles, the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Sort of sweet and mellow rich, and so good for you. Mom knows that. So when you think of something toasty on a cold morning, think of Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.